Weekly Spooky is brought to you by our generous supporters on Patreon. Get access to exclusive podcasts, videos, and more for as little as $1 a month when you go to weeklyspooky.com and click on the Patreon link. Your support has gotten us to 100 episodes, so join up today and help us create another 100 and beyond. Head over to weeklyspooky.com and join the Patreon.
Scared. Come with me. You will experience tales of horror, ghosts, and death. It is not recommended for the weak at heart. Listen in the dark. It's more fun that way. This is Weekly Spooky.
Hello, my friends. It's Wednesday. That means it's time for a little spooky in your weekly. I'm your host and narrator, Henrik Kuto, and we have quite a disgusting and disturbing story for you this week. So you've been warned, my friends. But before I talk about that, I want to mention real quick, if you enjoy this show, make sure you're subscribed on your favorite podcast app, and if you have a chance, leave us a rating while you're there. It really makes a big difference and helps us keep growing the insanity. And also, I want to say a huge thank you to our brand new Patreon backers. So many of you have joined up, and I'm really thankful for it. If you go to weeklyspooky.com, you can join the Patreon to help us keep on going. You can also send us a one-time cash tip. Or you can head over to weeklyspooky.com, click on store, and get yourself some brand new limited edition Weekly Spooky winter wear, including a terrifying ugly Christmas sweater and a Happy Horror Days t-shirt. They're limited designs and will only be available until the end of this holiday season. So head over to weeklyspooky.com and grab yourself a t-shirt, a hat, or one of our limited edition offerings. After over 2 years of doing Weekly Spooky, one of my favorite things about this program is every week you get something totally new, something you may have never heard before. And this week, my friends, is no different. This story is disgusting, it's a gross out, it's a lot of fun, and it's the kind of thing you'll like if you like that kind of thing. So make sure to listen with the lights out and maybe no food ready to be eaten, because this story is about looking for love in all the wrong places. But first, a word from our lovely sponsor, and then we'll get right to the story. This week's episode is sponsored by Manscaped. Not much is spookier than seeing a hair-raising full moon. But luckily, Manscaped is here for you so you don't look like the Wolfman down there. When it comes to below-the-waist grooming, it doesn't have to become a slasher film. Manscaped is here to upgrade your grooming experience. Do you find the werewolf in your pants is howling? Well, it's time to tackle that problem with the Lawnmower 4.0. This finely tuned pube product features a cutting-edge ceramic blade to reduce grooming accidents thanks to their skin-safe technology. It's waterproof too, so no need to worry about getting slashed in the shower like Janet Leigh in Psycho. I personally received the Performance Package 4.0, which is the ultimate way to enhance your grooming, and you get a whole lot for your money. It also includes the Weed Whacker, a total game changer to your men's hygiene arsenal. The Weed Whacker is a nose and ear hair trimmer that provides proprietary skin-safe technology that helps prevent nicks, snags, and tugs in those delicate holes. I know that plucking my own nose hairs often makes me scream bloody murder. Manscaped even threw in two free gifts to their Performance Package 4.0, the Manscaped Boxers and the Shed Travel Bag. Honestly, Manscaped has a lot of great products worth checking out, so head over there and get something for yourself or a loved one. They've also been kind enough to sponsor us here, so show them some love and get 20% off plus free shipping with the code SPOOKY20 at manscaped.com. That's 20% off plus free shipping with the code SPOOKY20 at manscaped.com. Say trick or treat to your brand new Halloweenie. Now, my friends, on with the story.
Love Conquers All by Joe Salmo.
Brian, put your dick back in your pants, Derek said as the two stood alone under the stars. The acres of alfalfa surrounded them on Derek's dad's farm. We got some drinking to do, he finished and put his hand on Brian's shoulder. Brian, having emptied his bladder, quickly zipped up and followed Derek back to the little campfire they had in a small clearing in the fields where their friends, and more importantly, their dates, waited. Somehow he managed to get a date with Chelsea Hammer, and he was fully aware of her reputation, although it's been a few hours and she didn't seem all that promiscuous to him. Chad slammed a can of piss-warm beer into his chest as he cleared through the oats and alfalfa plants surrounding them. He smiled when Brian doubled over.
"Thanks, asshole," Brian said through clenched teeth.
He looked over at Chelsea to see she had noticed. She rolled her eyes at him. "Great. Just great." "Becca, you need another beer?" Chad asked, and before she could answer, he tossed her one. She missed it, and it landed on the fertile soil next to her.
"Too slow, really bad reflexes," Chad said and laughed loudly.
"Chad, maybe you should cool it, eh?" Derek said. "I'm usually the asshole here, and if I notice you are, how big of an asshole does that make you?
Mind your own business, Dare. I noticed that you're the only one that didn't bring no pussy to bang," Chad said in a slur.
Becca said in disgust. She stood up and crossed her arms. "I want to go home."
"Oh, come on, babe. I didn't mean anything by it," Chad said and stumbled over to her, trying to plant a kiss on her cheek.
She avoided the contact and Chad fell down on his face, crushing the smaller alfalfa plants mixed with the oats.
"Chelsea, are you going to suck my dick tonight or what?" Brian asked her flat out. She had to know that's why he invited her out to Derek's family farm.
"What? Absolutely not," Chelsea said, offended, and stood up.
She grabbed the towel she had been sitting on that the boys provided them and covered her shoulders from the cold fall air.
"Come on, Becca, I'll drive you home. This was a waste of time."
"Come back," Chad called out after them, but they disappeared into the field in the night.
"Man, what we need is girls that'll do what we want," Chad said.
"That's slavery, jackass," Derek said, pouring his piss-warm beer on the fire pit to put it out.
"Come on, night's over."
"Come on, man, it's early yet, not even like midnight," Chad complained.
"I don't really feel like partying anymore. This night sucked," Brian chimed in.
Derek picked up the plastic handle on the cooler without ice, and started to drag it down the path to the side road they'd made in his father's field so they could party out there. Undisturbed.
"I brought the cooler. Why did I have to bring the ice too? Don't let those bitches ruin our night, man. It's their loss anyway. You know what I'm packing in here?"
Chad asked, grabbing his groin.
"Bitch probably would have choked anyway."
"From the stench? When's the last time you showered, man? You look like shit anyway," Derek retorted as they reached the road.
All three of them watched as the girls drove off in Chelsea's dad's Dodge Ram. Chad flipped them off.
"I knew I should have insisted that I drove. Then she wouldn't have been able to leave," Chad said.
"To what end? Like, seriously?"
Brian said, unlocking the Corolla his parents got him for graduating last year. They told him he could use it to drive to college. They were so proud of him. All he'd done since was get drunk in fields and try to get laid. He wondered if they were still proud. He wasn't sure.
"Well, if they stayed with us and got to know us," Chad began.
"Let me cut you off there, Chad. The longer they were with us, the more they would have disliked us. There ain't nothing to like about us. Can't you see that? There ain't no girls around here that would give us the time of day," Derek said.
Now go home so I can crawl into bed and rub one out before I pass out. What are we supposed to do then? Go into the city and get hookers and catch one of those veterinary diseases? Chad asked. Maybe we just conjure one up.
Brian joked and shivered in the chill of the early November night air.
Yeah, we can just dress a scarecrow up in women's clothes and take turns fucking her hay pussy, Chad said.
Somehow it seems less demeaning than getting rejected by real girls all the time, Brian said.
My dad catches us fucking one of his scarecrows and he'll beat my ass again,
Derek shouted at them.
Again? Chad and Brian asked at the same time. Well, not for the same thing, Derek replied.
Sure, Chad said. But you know, you might be onto something. I think they built a woman in that movie from the 80s. Why couldn't we do that?
We don't have a computer, asshole, Brian chimed in as he got everything packed into the car. Can we go now? They got one down at the library. I can ask old Pete about it. He's the smartest person I know. If anyone would know how to do it, it'd be him, Chad said in a eureka moment.
Brian dismissed him and climbed into the car.
Let's go!
The next night, 2 in the morning, 0 hour. Time to finish and go to sleep, Derek thought as he held his phone in one hand and his dick in the other. He only dropped it twice on his face this time. They should make a headband that holds your phone for when you're watching porn, he thought, just as he finished into a dirty sock. He used the outside to wipe himself off a bit and tossed it onto the floor of his dirty room in a satisfied sigh. It only felt like a few seconds before there was a weird sound from outside. Perplexed, Derek rose out of bed and threw on a pair of sweatpants the dirty sock had landed on, ignoring the cold, wet spot. He made his way to a window looking towards the seemingly endless fields his dad maintained. What the fuck? He whispered and opened his window. Chad and Brian were standing there. Behind them was a wheelbarrow. And was that someone in it? He couldn't quite make it out in the dark.
What are you guys doing here?
Derek asked in an angry whisper.
Waiting for you to finish, Chad replied. Took you long enough. How's your nose? You were watching me? Never mind. What do you want?
Derek asked.
Meet us out in the field. We'll explain it all,
Chad said with a smile and grabbed the wooden handles on the wheelbarrow and took off into the field, leaving an obvious trail.
This was why we always went in from the road. Plausible deniability, Derek thought as his gaze went from a bewildered Brian to his room as he looked around for some clothes to wear. You gonna follow him?
In a second. I got a shit. Mind if I come in? Brian asked.
Don't wake my folks and hurry up.
They met Chad in the clearing, waiting for them. He had a bunch of weird stuff laid out around them.
What's all this? Derek asked.
We gonna get laid tonight, Chad said.
Brian agreed. Derek realized he could see his breath in the cold air and wished he'd brought a thicker jacket. The plants were going to die tonight in the frost. He watched as Chad kept checking his phone and looking around the clearing, like he was reading a recipe and making sure he had all the parts. He placed a single rose to the left of the wheelbarrow and a Black Swan DVD to the right.
You want to explain how? Derek asked.
Chad went to see old Pete at the library and he explained it all to him, apparently. They looked up the particulars online, but the printer was broke, so Chad had to type it all into his phone.
Remember how that girl from Milford broke his camera when he tried to get a pic of her peeing over there?
Brian explained as he pointed to the part of the field they all used to piss on nights like this.
Yeah, I remember. Stacy or something like that, Derek said.
Stacia.
Anyway, he got it all down and now we can do it, Brian said excitedly.
Do what exactly? He asked.
Have a woman that'll want to have sex with us all the time, Chad chimed in. You see, it's real simple. Old Pete said that what you need to do is summon something that likes to have sex and whammo, there you go.
You mean like a succubus?
Derek asked.
Oh, no. Pete said that would be a mistake. He's done that before and it didn't end well at all. Did you know old Pete is only 32 years old?
He looks 70.
He said it was from a night with a succubus. He said to summon something nicer, like a love goddess, Chad said.
And how do we do that? Derek asked, getting annoyed at Chad.
Well, we looked into it and found this old Greek book about their mythology and shit. It had these rituals where you would offer things to the gods and they would come and accept the gifts. Old Pete says all the gods are real. They pop into reality as long as one person believes in them.
Chad finished as he removed the body from the wheelbarrow and placed it into the center of the figure he had drawn in the soil around them.
What is that? Derek asked.
A vessel, Brian explained.
Like a ship?
No, like a host. The gods can't come to our world without a body to inhabit.
I took one of your dad's old scarecrows from the cornfield over there,
Chad said, pointing off into the distance.
Guess we will be fucking a scarecrow after all, Brian said and laughed.
You don't believe any of this shit, do you? Derek asked him. Brian always seemed like the most level-headed of them.
If it works, great. If not, I had no better plans tonight anyway, his friend explained with a hint of sadness.
And you're basing this all on what some old librarian told you? Derek asked them.
Oh, Pete isn't a librarian. He lives behind the library, in the alley, Chad clarified.
Sometimes he'll tell you about his crazy adventures for a 40.
Crazy is right, Derek said. What do I have to do? So this can fail and I can go back to bed.
I knew you'd be into it, Chad said and handed him a grocery bag full of fall-colored leaves. He pointed at the scarecrow.
What am I doing with this? Derek wondered out loud.
Stuff its bra, man. We want to give her big old titties, don't we?
Chad said. Derek looked at Brian for a hint of reason to this night, but he just nodded his agreement, then made hand gestures of how big he would suggest. Shaking his head, Derek went over to the scarecrow and began to stuff its shirt.
Is this makeup? Where did you get makeup to put on my father's scarecrow?
Your mom's room, Chad said and laughed.
Brian laughed too. Even Derek grinned a little bit at the lame your mom joke.
Okay, I think everything is where old Pete told me to set it up. All I gotta do is read the passage, and we should summon a love goddess to pleasure us, Chad explained.
Remember to read it exactly as you wrote it down. Old Pete said that was the most important part. If we screw it up, we don't know what could happen, Brian said, adjusting the scarecrow a little bit to the left.
I got it, Chad said. It's only a few sentences. I think I can handle it.
From the depths of the other planes, from the space beyond mortal men, we call you forth with these gifts, symbols of your power and prowess. We bring you forth, mother of love, passion, and beauty. We ask that you bestow your attributes on us. With this, a slight pause, as Chad giggled.
This alfalfa is scratchy, Brian said, pulling his leg away from the dying plant.
In fact, all the plants around them were dying. It looks like a pale light was draining from them into the scarecrow.
Come forth, Alfalfa Didi, Chad called out.
A distant boom was heard, and Chad turned towards his friends.
Shit. What did I just say?
You fucked up the name, you idiot, Brian said.
I meant Aphrodite. You're the one who mentioned alfalfa.
So, what happens now? Brian asked.
Think we're about to find out, Derek answered, as the scarecrow started to twitch on the ground. The face, a pumpkin with his mother's makeup on it, turned towards him. Its drawn-on mouth somehow became animated and opened into a womanly scream. They all backed up to the edge of the clearing as they watched the thing stand up awkwardly. The hay wound its way through the sleeves and formed arms and hands, slender, delicate hands, the hands of a woman.
The round pumpkin turned its head toward Chad. A wicked smile crossed its painted-on facial features. A tongue licked around the lipstick that formed its mouth. It looked Chad up and down as it stepped towards him, seductively.
Guys, I think it worked. Maybe not exactly as we planned it.
He paused as he looked at the scarecrow love goddess approach him.
I think we can make this work.
Yeah, I got half a chub, Brian admitted and smiled nervously.
You guys are fucking insane, Derek said. This thing is not what you told me it was going to be. I want no part of this.
To be fair, you didn't want part of it before, Chad said as it approached him. It reached out a slender arm towards his waist, pointing its haystack-wrapped finger.
Oh yeah, baby, I know what you want, Chad said, and unzipped his pants.
He pulled out what he always bragged to them was a fine example of USDA grade A man meat, but was in reality a micropenis.
You would think it would take the scarecrow love goddess some talent to find it in the cold night, but it didn't.
It didn't take it long at all to shoot a haystack straight up the hole in the micropenis, and it must have pushed some air out of him elsewhere as he simultaneously farted and screamed, the latter being louder, but not by much.
She's penetrating his piss hole, Brian said and tried to cross his legs while standing, which made him fall to the ground. That's some kinky shit I ain't into.
Nobody's into that, Derek said and panicked. He definitely didn't want that for him. He grabbed the first thing he could find and charged toward the hay goddess of penis penetration. With a war cry that would make Vikings proud, he swung the object and struck it on the back. It had little to no effect, other than to get her attention.
It was a boring movie anyway, he said and tossed the DVD to the ground. A rope of hay slipped from her other hand and wrapped around his throat, choking him.
You brought me here. Into existence to play. Let's play,
the creature said in a seductive tone.
I'm going to have to admit that voice is bringing back my chub, Brian said, getting to his feet.
If I see old Pete again, I'm going to punch that coot in the face, Chad said, pulling his hands away from his bloody groin. The distraction had made the goddess unpenetrate him. He panicked for a second, thinking she had ripped off what he had, but he sighed when he realized it was still there, just with a wider hole. Derek hobbled towards the goddess, who was holding Derek by the throat while digging in his jeans for something.
Fuck this, I'm out of here, Brian said and turned to leave.
But with her free hand, a tentacle made of straw shot towards Brian, ripping a hole into the back of his Walmart jeans. He screamed out, wishing he had paid the extra for Levi's. They probably would have held up better. Either way, he didn't have to worry much longer as the straw tentacle made its exit through all the holes in his body at the same time, impressively impaling his eyeballs that twitched in the pale moonlight.
It killed Brian!
I would have bet he would be the one of us to survive something like this, Chad said, and stabbed his pocket knife into the pumpkin-headed hell bitch. She screamed out as pumpkin seed and pulp sprayed over Chad's face. It dropped Derek to the ground, who coughed and gasped for air.
Oh shit, Chad said, backing away from it, grasping his micropenis with two hands protectively.
She circled him like a corn carnivore hunting its prey. He closed his eyes and fought back tears. All he wanted to do was get laid. He didn't want any of this shit. He felt the stalk touching his leg and working its way up him with a gentle touch. A womanly touch.
You don't want to play with me anymore?
The seductive voice asked, playfully.
No. Please, just go back. We didn't know what we were doing,
Chad cried out as it circled behind him.
Have you no desire to win my heart anymore? You created me in the ritual. You gave me a name, and therefore power. I was nothing until you named me Alfalfadite. What did you expect? A love goddess? You created me by mistake. I am a mistake. You wanted me to do whatever your heart desired, and now you have no desire for my heart.
Chad whimpered, Derek stood up, leaning on the wheelbarrow, and looked at his friend. This can't be real. He's either having the weirdest wet dream of his life, or he took a ton of great drugs without knowing it. He rubbed his neck and cleared his throat.
You don't want my heart. I refuse yours.
The monster sent a straw tentacle through Chad's chest from behind, impaling his heart and shooting it out his chest towards his friend. The heart landed in Derek's hand as he was removing it from his throat. He shrieked when he realized what it was and dropped it to the ground, next to a can of hairspray that must have been part of the ritual. He grabbed for the can as his friend's lifeless body hit the cold earth just feet in front of him. Derek got to his knees and reached into his pocket, pulling out his bowl and lighter. He tossed the bowl down and faced the creature as it approached him in that sexy walk with stocks for heels.
I don't want nothing from you,
Derek called out.
Leave me be!
Derek, it was part of you that summoned me here. We have the strongest bond,
she said as she pointed to a familiar object on the ground. His spank sock.
God damn it, Brian! Take a shit my ass! He stole my spank sock!
He raised the can of hairspray and held it up to his lighter. With a flick and a press, a fireball shot into the face of the scarecrow fuck buddy gone wrong and sent it reeling back with a scream. He stepped forward over the spank sock and sent another fireball into the scarecrow, this time aiming it at its flammable shirt and straw instead of its pumpkin face.
Stop,
the voluptuous voice called out to him.
You don't understand. I had to get rid of them so that we could be alone. It was your magic that summoned me,
she said, looking at the sock and trying to brush out the straw that was on fire. Magic? Derek asked, watching her every move.
Years of your reproductive magic. The potency. It's very strong magic,
she said, taking a step towards him. He noticed her leaves had burned away. No more breasts for her.
No, this can't be. I don't want this. Chad did, Derek said.
Do not reject me again,
she said, and wrapped his leg with straw, pulling him to the ground. She mounted him.
I will not be as gentle next time.
Derek managed to get the can and lighter between the two of them and let loose with another blast, this one point blank. He felt the heat probably just as much as she did and screamed to match hers. He continued as long as he could until she got up from him. He rubbed his chest where he had been burned himself and found his shirt burned into his flesh. The creature wasn't doing much better as it ran around, now engulfed in flames. He ran towards it and planted the can of hairspray in its flat chest, burning his hand in the process, and backed away, wrapping his burned-up hand in his spank sock.
Don't leave me. I was created so we would be together,
she called to him, wrapping him in her smoldering straw tentacles. He turned to face her, a tear running down his cheek. He was going to die. There was no escape. Just then, the can of hairspray exploded, sending the torso flying in all directions. The pumpkin head fell to the ground, cracking open and spilling the insides onto the ground. The tentacles fell away from Derek, and he dropped to his knees, looking at the carnage. He heard something coming through the field towards him. Oh God, could this be another one? How many more are there, he thought. A second later, his father entered the clearing with a shotgun in his hand.
God damn it, Derek! I thought there was some hooligans out here fucking around. It's just you banging another scarecrow. I am gonna whoop your ass. Did you use your mother's makeup on that thing?
Derek closed his eyes, wishing the thing had finished him off, like it did his friends.
Sometimes love hurts. Yeah, yeah. I hope you enjoyed that nasty little piece. That one was by the legendary Splatter Joe Salmo, one of the OGs, one of the original contributors here at Weekly Spooky. And thanks, Joe, for making us all a little sick to our stomach and maybe a little bit
more than a little bit uncomfortable, but I enjoyed it. I hope you did too, my friends. Also, thank you so much, everybody who's been writing in and letting me know that you've gotten your Manscaped packages. I know, it's an interesting thing selling male groomers on the show, but it's a high-quality product, and I was flattered that they asked to sponsor the show, and people have been telling me they really love the product they've gotten. So if you get a chance at the end of the show, you'll get another chance to use our Manscaped code and learn more. But I also want to say real quick, please do go to weeklyspooky.com, click on store, and check out our brand new limited edition holiday wear. We have a t-shirt and an ugly Christmas sweater style fleece sweatshirt that I think you'll really enjoy wearing as you try to stay warm while you listen to something scary, whether it's my show or one of the many other phenomenal horror podcasts out there. So go to weeklyspooky.com, click on store, and see if there's something that tickles your fancy. I know I'd appreciate it. And speaking of appreciate, I would like to say a huge thank you to all of our brand new Patreon backers. For as little as $1 a month, you can make sure we keep bringing the spooky on the weekly. And I really do appreciate it. It has grown a lot since October. It makes a huge difference and it means a lot to me. And I want to say a special thank you to our Patreon podcast boosters, Gino Lyons, Karen Wiemet, Jeff and George Hilton, Craig Cohen, Rob Fields, and Kevin Fry. So I hope you're all doing well. I hope you're all staying warm as it gets cold. Be ready for our big Thanksgiving special and an entire December of Christmas stories. For myself, for my producer Dan Wilder, and my composer Ray Mattis, I will talk at you later.
Thank you for listening. Make sure to find your way back next week. But for now, you are safe. Trust me.
2 weeks episode was sponsored by Manscaped. Not much is spookier than seeing a hair-raising full moon. But luckily, Manscaped is here for you so you don't look like the Wolfman down there. When it comes to below-the-waist grooming, it doesn't have to become a slasher film. Manscaped is here to upgrade your grooming experience. Join 2 million men worldwide in a grooming revolution by going to manscaped.com for 20% off plus free shipping with our code SPOOKY20. Do you find the werewolf in your pants is howling? Well, it's time to tackle that problem with the Lawnmower 4.0. This finely tuned pube product features a cutting-edge ceramic blade to reduce grooming accidents thanks to their skin-safe technology. And did I mention, it's waterproof too, so no need to worry about getting slashed in the shower like Janet Leigh in Psycho. Manscaped also makes sure you're smelling fresh with their refined body wash. Gentlemen, the ladies love their signature scent, so don't scare them away with anything else. I personally received the Performance Package 4.0, which is the ultimate way to enhance your grooming, and you get a whole lot for your money. It also includes the Weed Whacker, a total game changer to your men's hygiene arsenal. The Weed Whacker is a nose and ear hair trimmer that provides proprietary skin-safe technology that helps prevent nicks, snags, and tugs in those delicate holes. I know that plucking my own nose hairs often makes me scream bloody murder. Their Crop Preserver Ball Deodorant and Crop Reviver Ball Toner will make sure your pumpkins stay fresh. But don't let the humorous names fool you. These work great and they smell fantastic. Manscaped even threw in 2 free gifts to their Performance Package 4.0, the Manscaped Boxers and the Shed Travel Bag. Honestly, Manscaped has a ton of other game-changing products on their website, so be sure to check it out. They've also been kind enough to sponsor us here, so show them some love and get 20% off plus free shipping with the code SPOOKY20 at manscaped.com. That's 20% off plus free shipping with the code SPOOKY20 at manscaped.com. So treat yourself or that hairy, scary man in your life. Say trick or treat to your brand new Halloweenie. Thank you for listening. See you next week.